Officials say it could take months to determine how a dairy cow discovered with mad cow disease got sick. In the meantime, the discovery has sparked a debate over whether the find proves the nation's food safety protocols are working or not. Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca has more.
Officials are keeping the name of the dairy a secret, but Congressman Devin Nunes' office says it's confirmed that the cow came from his district in Tulare County. That's no surprise since Tulare leads the nation in milk production, home to more cows than people. The 5-year-old cow died on the farm, then was sent to a facility near Fresno that handles dead livestock. The animal hadn't shown symptoms of mad cow disease, but its tissues were randomly selected to be tested at a UC Davis lab. Stroke of luck or evidence that the nation's food safety systems are working? That debate is intensifying.
We have a long history of, good surveillance systems to ensure that our science is cutting edge and that we're providing products to the American consumer that are safe.
That's veterinarian Jerry Dick from the USDA, which tests 40,000 animals a year for mad cow disease. He appeared on KQED Radio's Forum program Wednesday. He debated Michael Hansen, a scientist with Consumers Union, publisher of Consumer Reports.
The surveillance is inadequate in our view. 40,000 out of over 30 million cattle slaughtered is not an adequate sample size.
In Japan, every cow slaughtered at age 20 months or older is checked for mad cow disease, a model Hansen says the U.S. should follow. He says more animals could be tested if beef producers were allowed to conduct the test themselves using USDA-approved kits. Meanwhile, government officials inspecting the Tulare County dairy will start to test other cows from the same herd. Inspectors believe the cow suffered a rare spontaneous form of the disease and didn't get sick from contaminated feed. The USDA has sent sample tissue from the dead cow to labs in Canada and England for verification. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.